Can I ask you, you know, you have asked questions. Is it in English or Serbian? There are also English questions. No, no problem. We will also.
No problem. Odgovorit ćemo i na njih.
So, let us see.
Hajde da vidimo.
Kako se oslobodi ti fals ega?
How to become free from false ego?
This is a very good question for our Bhakti Siddhartha
Maharaj.
In his new book, The Bhagavad 3,
Music Project 3,
he has very, very brilliantly explained how to detect the ego and how to also gently throw it out. So how can we become free from false ego, Maharaj?
U svojoj novoj knjizi Duhovni ratnik, on je opisao kako da prepoznamo lažni ego, kako da ga se oslobodimo. Dakle, Maharaj, volim te odgovori.
When you find out, please tell me so I can become free.
Kad vi to sadate, također recite i meni tako da ga se ja oslobodim.
Two things. First, I ask you to read the book, Bhagavad 3.
Postoje dve stvari. Prvo ću zamoliti da pročitate knjigu Prosjak 3.
So there are other things to reflect on false ego.
Tu postoje mnoge stvari koje su povezane sa lažnim ja.
But just in summary, we should remember that of all of the elements of material nature, Bhumiya, Pranama, Vaya, that the Ahamkara is actually the thickest.
Ali zapravo od svih elemenata ovog materijalnog sveta, lažnja ili Ahamkara, on je najdeblji.
So it's most subtle, and even though the others we can penetrate, this one is the biggest challenge.
Iako postoji osam elemenata kroz koje možemo proći, on je zadnji i on je najveća prepreka.
Because false ego is very powerful when we are very successful.
Zato što lažnja je veoma moćan kada smo uspešni.
And false ego is very powerful when we feel that we are failed.
I lažnja je također moćan kada osjećamo da nešto nismo radili kako treba.
In a way it can make us too much thinking of our own self.
Također možda nas načini da puno razmišljamo o sebi.
What we have or even what we don't have.
Šta imamo i šta nemamo.
Major thing to remember is that false ego is such a big enemy. When you have a very huge, powerful enemy, you can do what? You can wait for that enemy to attack you.
Najvažnija stvar koju trebamo da znamo to je da je lažnja veoma veliki neprijatelj. I kad imate veoma velikog neprijatelja, da li čekate da vas on napadne?
Or you can go looking for it.
Ili gledate kako da ga se oslobodite.
So this is the nature of false ego. It's so huge, so dangerous, so sneaky. We have to go look for it.
To je priroda lažnog, ali je tako veliki, tako prevaranski, tako da moramo gledati kako da ga se oslobodimo.
If we just wait around for it to attack, it will finish us off again and again.
A ako samo čekamo na napad, on će nas dokračiti iznova i iznova.
If we think it's not there, it will just wait until we are off balance and jump on us.
Mi mislimo on nije tu, ali on samo čeka. I kad nismo uravnoteženi, on samo skoči na nas.
Or it will be already controlling us and we won't even notice it.
Ili već nas kontroliše, da čak to ni ne primećujemo.
So we have to be very mindful, and what we say, do, and think, we have to ask ourselves constantly, where is this really coming from?
Moramo biti veoma misleni i zapravo moramo uvijek preispitivati sebe odakle nam dolazi.
What I say, what I did, what I'm thinking of arranging, is it really coming from a genuine desire to serve Guru and Krishna?
Šta ja radim, šta ja mislim, šta ja želim, da li to dolazi od zaista iskrene želje da služim Guru i Krishnu?
Or is it coming more from a desire of distinction, elevation, etc.
Ili dolazi više od želje za prepoznavanjem, poštovanjem i tako dalje.
So as we do this in a prayerful state,
kao što radimo to,
we'll see the false ego constantly jumping out.
A vidjet ćemo da lažnija non-stop iskače, pojavljuje se.
And then we can destroy it.
I onda ga možemo pobediti.
By selflessness and compassion.
A pomoću nesebičnosti i samilosti.
That means not thinking less of ourselves, but thinking of ourselves less.
To ne znači da manje mislimo da mislimo o sebi kao manje važnima, već da manje mislimo o sebi.
Or thinking of others more.
Ili da više mislimo na druge.
So that's a little quick summary.
To je jedna brza lako. Jedan brzi sažetak.
Thank you very much. Now we're going to have a question which I cannot read. Please, you read in the microphone.
Sada možeš reći pitanje.
In English and Hrvatska or Serbian or whatever it is.
Dakle, pitanje na engleskom ću reći prvo. Few times I have opportunity to hear devotees that complain that they write to their spiritual master, but they receive answer with apologies for the guru that he don't have much time for example, to answer such a long letter to solve personal problem, etc. Because time is what he needs for serving Srila Prabhupada, for writing the book, etc. But isn't it first service of spiritual master to lead his disciple? Isn't it just that his service to Srila Prabhupada?
Please read in the language.
Nekoliko puta sam imala priliku da čujem bhakte da se žale, da su pisali svom duhovnom učitelju, ali su dobili odgovor uz izvinjenje gurua da nema baš puno vremena za, na primjer, tako dugačka pisma, rješavanje ličnih problema i tako dalje. Jer vrijeme mu je potrebno za služenje Srila Prabhupada, za pisanje knjiga i tako dalje. Zar nije prva služba duhovnog učitelja da vodi svoje učenike? Zar nije to njegova služba Srila Prabhupada?
This is a question. Today Bhaktivedanta Maharaj told me that sometimes he gets 200 emails a day.
To je dobro pitanje. Danas mi je Bhaktivedanta Maharaj rekao da dobija 200 pisama dnevno.
He is superhuman. We all know he can do so.
That's why I'm...
Kao što znamo, i on to može praviti. I zbog toga sam se prekladio.
Maharaj, how would you answer this question? Sometimes spiritual masters say no time, but isn't it the main duty to guide them?
Maharaj, kako bi te odgovorio na ovo pitanje? Duhu ništa je stvarno po neki put kaže nemam vremena, a to je njegova dužnost da vodi učenik.
It's interesting because just when we sat down here, I was just mentioning the Gaura Sankirtan, when we finish here, I have to go back and answer email.
To je interesantno, da sam rekao Gaura Sankirtan, tamo smo završili ovdje, i onda sam se vratio tamo da odgovaram na elektronsku poštu.
And I was speaking to Sachinan Maharaj and I said that I'm going to have to find some way to change the way that I'm dealing with my correspondence.
I onda sam rekao Sachinanu Maharaju da moram da promijenim svoj način kako odgovaram i kontaktiram sa ljudima.
Because in one sense it's very wonderful because we feel that our main duty is to be involved with each person as much as possible.
A to je s jedne strane jako lepo zato što imamo osjećaj da se uključimo i pomognemo osobama koliko je god to više moguće.
But we also have to see how we can maximize our time to be able to keep on giving as much as we can for as long as we can.
Ali također moramo vidjeti kako da maksimizujemo svoje vrijeme tako da na duže staze dajemo što više možemo.
It's like some of you noticed today that Sachinanda Maharaj myself, so we were here for the morning.
Kao što ste danas primijetili, Sachinanda Maharaj i ja, mi smo bili tu ujutro.
And if you followed either of us, you would see that the whole day we were just talking to each of you.
I ako pratite naš dan, vidjet ćete da smo danas obojica cijel dan pričali sa vama.
The other day, Maharaj probably didn't even have a chance to take breakfast this morning.
Maharaj, čini mi se da nije imao čak ni vremena za doručak, da je pričao sa nama.
I didn't take lunch till almost 5 o'clock.
Ja također nisam uzeo ručak sve do 5 sati skoro.
And then suddenly I left, I went back and I've been speaking to people up until when I came here.
I onda čim sam završio sa ručkom, pričao sam sa ljudima tamo, sve dok nisam došao ovdje.
So, one has to be careful that we don't get what's called diminishing returns.
Osoba treba biti pažljiva sa onim što se zove
that means you put so much in but you put a lot in and you get a little out.
Ako dobijete puno na sebe a malo možete da date.
Vaishnavas often try to be lazy and intelligent.
Vaishnavas se često trudi da deluje sa lenjom inteligencijom.
You have to see how to get so much effect for Krishna in the best way that we can, most intelligent way.
Moramo vidjeti s jedne strane kako da postanemo što privrženiji Krišni na najinteligentniji način.
Not that we act like a monkey, we act a lot but foolish, not with concentration and focus.
A ne da budemo kao majmuni koji rade puno, ali onako budalosto i bez koncentracije.
So I'm right at the point now of trying to think how I'm going to make some type of adjustment.
Tako da ja sam sada, da kažem, u jednoj fazi kada trudim se da izvršim neku vrstu prilagođavanja.
Because to try to answer 150 or 200 emails a day is just impractical.
Jer pokušavam da odgovorim na 150 do 200 pisama dnevno preko koma i to je skoro nemoguće.
Some days just that alone can take, you know, 4 to 6 hours.
Nekim danima treba mi čak 4 do 6 sati.
And so if you're trying to be at the programs, you're trying to talk to the devotees, you're trying to preach outside, you're trying to write, all of these things, it becomes almost impossible.
I cijel dan tu smo na programima, pričamo sa baktama, tako da sve te stvari onda postaju skoro nemoguće.
So, the idea is how to still be in good touch with the disciples and devotees and with the conferences, but at the same time, not to be controlled all day just by looking at the computer.
I poenta je u tome da s jedne strane treba da brinemo o vartama učenicima, a s druge strane da ne budemo cijel dan upleteni samo u gledanje na kompjuter.
So some people have even stopped using computer altogether.
Neki ljudi čak prestaju uopšte da koriste kompjuter.
Some gurus have their mail cipher, and that some of it goes to maybe 3 or 4 disciples who are answering most of the mail.
I neki duhovnici imaju učenike koji za njih skidaju poštu i da oni beleže ono što oni govore i šalju odgovore.
And then emergency, there's certain special letters from God brothers comes directly to that person.
I normalno postoje neka hitna pisma od God brothera, braće po Bogu, koja dolaze direktno do osobe.
So it's also an individual consideration, based on the guru's time, preaching mission service.
Tako da to je isto individualna, lična odluka duhovnog učitelja, koja je bazirana na njegovoj misionarskoj propovedačkoj službi.
But the disciples should be happy they wrote a letter, and even if they get a small remark from the guru, they should be happy.
Ali učenik treba biti srećan. Čak i ako dobije mali odgovor od gurua, treba biti srećan.
So they have to work it out with their spiritual master what he feels is best.
Dakle, svako to treba da vidi sa svojim duhovnim učiteljem šta je najbolje.
In the past, I've asked my disciples around the world that they all write me once a month at least.
U prethodnom periodu ja sam savjetovao svoje učenike širom cijelog sveta da mi pišu jedan put mesečno.
But after a while, that becomes almost ridiculous.
Ali nakon nekog vremena to je postalo onako smiješno.
You got about 500 people writing you once a month. Even though it's once a month, it's quite intense.
Jer kad imate 500 ljudi koji vam pišu jedan put mesečno, to je dosta intenzivno.
So, we have to be practical.
Dakle, trebamo biti praktični.
So, one has to find some clever way to work out a system.
Tako da
there is still a personal contact.
Tako da osoba treba naći neki pametni sistem kako da ušlo kontaktira osobu.
Correspondence and mystification.
I da postoji još uvijek neki nivo razmene i odgovora.
But where these spiritual masters not to spending his whole day having darshan with the computer.
A da isto učinimo da duhovni učitelj ne mora da sedi cijel dan i da ima cijel dan darshan sa kompjuterom.
So I will take that question the next couple of days and think how I can make some adjustments in my own life.
Tako da ja ću prihvatiti to pitanje i razmislit ću narednih nekoliko dana kako da to pitanje prilagodim u svom sobstvenom životu.
Thank you for that question.
Hvala za to pitanje.
Thank you very much, Maharaj.
Hvala jako puno, Maharaj.
Is another one in Serbian?
To je još jedno na srpsko-hrvatskom.
Oh, here's an English one.
Tu je jedno na engleskom.
Why is it so difficult to accept and practically apply that we are guilty for our suffering and not to blame others? Even after we hear so many times.
Zašto je tako teško prihvatiti da smo mi krivi za ono što nam se dešava i ne kriviti druge, iako smo čuli puno o tome?
I will attempt this to answer this because it is in reference to my seminar.
A ja ću probati da odgovorim na ovo pitanje, zato što je povezano sa mojim seminarom.
The reason why we do not wish to blame others, but find why we do not wish to blame ourselves, but find fault with others, is that we are very insecure.
A razlog zašto krivimo druge, a ne želimo da prihvatimo da smo mi krivi, to je zbog toga što smo nesigurni.
The moment a person feels a little secure, he can accept criticism.
U trenutku kada se osjeća malo sigurnom, onda može prihvatiti kriticizam.
Also criticism from himself when he blames himself.
Također kriticizam za sebe kada krivi sebe.
Security in spiritual life comes by practically understanding that I am a part of Krishna.
Sigurnost u duhovnom životu dolazi kada shvatimo ja sam delić Krishne.
So if you meditate about being part and parcel of Krishna, it's not so difficult for you to face the fact that sometimes, because you are still a conditioned soul, you make mistakes.
Tako da ako shvatite da se delite častica Krishne, neće biti teško za vas da shvatite da činite greške, zato što ste mala duhovna duša.
A Krishna conscious person, in other words, can accept
blame, whereas a non-Krishna conscious person always needs to defend himself.
A drugim rečima, osoba koja je svesna Krišne, ona može prihvatiti optužbe, dok osoba koja nije svesna Krišne, to može jako teško uraditi i kriviti drugi.
So, here is there are two questions. One is, and I will take the second question.
Ovdje su dva pitanja, ja ću uzeti drugo.
There is a statement of Srila Prabhupada in which he says that if devotee has lusty desires, then he should read about rasa dance of Krishna and the gopis, and in that way he will be purified.
Ovdje postoji izjava Srila Prabhupada da ako osoba osjeća požudu, da treba čitati rasa lila ples i onda se na taj način osloboditi požude.
But also it is said that a beginner should not listen about such elevated subjects.
Ali s druge strane se također kaže da početnik ne treba slušati o tako uzvišenim temama,
because he will only become confused and will think that such pastimes are not different from his own mundane activities.
Zato što će postati zbunjen i misli će da takve zabave nisu različite od njegovih svetovnih djelatnosti.
There seems to be a contradiction here. Can you please explain it?
Izgleda da ovdje postoji kontradiktornost. Da li možeš to objasniti?
Yes, every higher aspect of devotional service often seems contradictory.
Da, svaki viši nivo predanog služenja najzgled izgleda kontradiktoran ili protivrečan.
You examine the highest expressions in devotional service, they seem contradictory at first.
Ako razmotrimo malo te najviše, najviša izražavanja predanog služenja, oni najzgled izgledaju protivrečni.
How can Krishna be the Adi Purusha, Navayovna? How can he be the oldest and the original and also the youngest?
Kako Krishna može biti Nava Jovanom, s jedne strane najstariji, a s druge strane uvek mlad?
How can the pure devotee be so simple and so humble at the same time can be like a lion?
Kako čisti bhakta može biti tako jednostavan i tako ponizan, a sa druge strane kao lav?
So it's somewhat similar.
To je nešto slično.
In this case, we see so much is based on Adhikara.
Na ovom primjeru vidimo da je toliko puno vezano u vezi Adhikara.
Somebody is hearing, and there's so much in the mode of Tama and Rajagun.
Neko je više porodica Tama i Rajagune.
And there may be a big issue as they hear, they just become more sensually stimulated, agitated, etc.
Guna strasti i neznanja. I onda kad čuje takve stvari, onda može više biti uznemiren na tom nižem nivou.
Somebody who is more in the mode of goodness, somebody who is trying to connect more with transcendence.
Neko čiji adikar na višem nivou, on se može truditi da se više povede sa transcendencijom.
But still has some passion, has still has some attachments.
Ali još uvijek ima neku strast, neke vezanosti.
As they hear from authorized source,
i dok slušaju
elevation of consciousness,
onda će doći do neke stimulacije i uzdizanja svjesnosti.
One so much in the mode of ignorance and passion, they will just see and think about how they can enjoy.
Dok oni koji su pod utjecajem niži guna neznanja i strasti, oni samo razmišljaju kako ja mogu da uživam.
But someone who is pious, someone who is devotional, someone who is trying to be transcendental, as they hear such, they focus more on how amazing that Supreme Personality of Godhead is.
A onaj koji je više pobožan i ko teži ka tome da postane transcendentalan, on će više posmatrati to sa gledišta kako je samo divna središnja božanska ličnost.
And this begins to revitalize their dormant awareness.
I to počinje da ponovo oživljava njihovu svjesnost.
And can transform the karma into gradually into prema.
I onda postepeno može da preobrati karmu u premu.
And we have more understanding of what the possibilities and opportunities are.
A što više razumemo kakve su mogućnosti i šanse,
this begins to help one to move closer and faster toward the actual goal.
To više pomaže osobi da se brže kreće prema pravom cilju.
So for one who is genuinely trying to become spiritual, and so it can increase their desire to move toward the higher goal.
Za onu osobu koja se iskreno trudi da priđe ka višem cilju, to će i pomoći da ga dostigne.
So it's based on the present constitution of the hearer. Sorry. It's based on the mentality of the person who is hearing.
To je znači zasnovano na mentalitetu osobe koja sluša.
In connection with the consciousness or quality of the speaker.
I to je povezano sa svjesnošću i sa osobinama onoga ko govori.
Exactly.
Ili pisa, to je tako.
Thank you very much. I'm thinking a little bit, may maybe it is becoming a little cold and the mosquitoes come. Maybe we should close the tent, but leave a little space open so that the grihasthas, that the children can still see.
Mislim da postaje malo hladno i da komarci polako ulaze, tako da bih zamolio ako možemo da zatvorimo šator i da ostavimo samo malo prostora da bi grihaste bakle sa decom mogli da ulaze i da izlaze.
Mosquitoes love bodies, vegetarian prasadam bodies.
Komarci vole vegetarijanska prasadam tela.
Special delight.
Specijalni ukus.
And especially if the vegetarian bodies have eaten sweets.
Specijalno ako vegetarijanska tela jela slatkiše.
Yeah, a wonderful question for you.
Ovdje je predajno pitanje. I zato je lepo napisano.
What do you call this kind of writing?
Kako se zove?
Kaligrafija.
Kaligrafija. Napisano je pismo kaligrafijom. Lepim rukopisom.
And one of your spiritual warriors,
u jednom od tvojih duhovnih ratnika,
you write about pyramids.
Pišeš o?
Piramidama. And then she has the words here. Great, too good to be true. Great, too good to be true. And I tried to find some references, but failed.
Tamo sam pronašao neke navode, za koje sam...
I looked in the Manier Williams dictionary. It does not have about the Amman entry. Can you somehow back up your claims? So I can also have some backup, because this way I hesitate to use this in public. Can you translate that somehow?
Can I take it?
And let me summarize. So the person is missing that there are some things I say in my spiritual warrior number one book.
Dakle, osoba pita nešto iz knjige koje je napisao Maharaj, to je duhovni ratnik broj 1.
In relationship to about the pyramids.
Povezano sa piramidama.
She's asking that she was looking in the dictionary to try to find reference to this.
I ta osoba je tražila u rečniku neku odgovarajuću reč za to.
But she was not able to.
Ali nije bilo mogućnosti da pronađe.
That first spiritual warrior one is a very unusual book.
Duhovni ratnik jedan je veoma neobična knjiga.
It was written mainly to help to make mystics and psychics Vaishnavas.
Ona je napisana zbog toga da bi pomogla
misticima
i naučnicima da postanu Vaishnava.
So the book is the spiritual truths in psychic phenomena.
Dakle, naziv te knjige je duhovne istine u psihičkim fenomenima. Otkrivanje duhovnih istina u psihičkim fenomenima.
Also, as a summary, Jiva Goswami in his Prabhasandava mentions there are 10 ways how we understand truth.
Jiva Goswami u svojoj Prabhasandarbi objašnjava 10 načina kako možemo spoznati istinu.
Based on Vedic philosophy.
Koje su bazirani na vedskoj filozofiji.
But he said of those 10, there are 3 ways how Vaishnavas honor truth.
Ali od tih 10, on je objasnio kako Vaishnave od tih 10 na 3 načina poštuju istinu.
He says Paryaksha,
on je rekao Anumana, Anumana,
and Shabda.
I Shabda.
Now these 3 ways, Shabda Brahman,
Shabda Brahman,
primary major way.
Je naš glavni, primarni put.
But not our only way.
Ali ne naš jedini put.
We must judge everything by Shabda Brahman, because that is our essence of how we are to understand.
Mi moramo prosuditi o svemu na osnovu Shabda Brahmana, jer to je način kako možemo razumjeti.
But he explains that there's also Pratyaksha and Anumana.
Ali on je objasnio da također postoji Pratyaksha i Anumana.
So Anumana is inference.
Anumana je?
Or Anumana is, what do you call it? Derived knowledge or inferred knowledge.
Anumana je?
Derived knowledge.
Iskustveno znanje.
So there are some things in the spiritual warrior book
tako da
that is not directly Shabda Brahman.
U knjizi duhovni ratnik što nije direktno Shabda Brahman, već je Anuman.
So within our process of finding or exploring knowledge and information,
tako da to je
it is in our process
of exploring
truth and knowledge, but it is secondary.
Ali to je drugorazredno.
So all information gathering that is not Shabda Brahman is considered secondary.
Sve informacije skupljene koje su drugorazredne, one nisu Shabda Brahman.
Secondary knowledge is as important as it helps to bring emphasis to the primary.
Ali drugorazredno znanje je važno u tom smislu da bi podržalo prvorazredno znanje.
Just like Prabhupada sometimes quoted the Aquarian Gospel, he quoted Chanaka Pandit.
A baš kao što je Šila Prabhupada ponekad navodio Čanakya Panditu,
these are secondary sources.
To su naši drugorazredni izvori.
But they help to amplify a primary point, then they were of value.
Ali nam pomažu da naglasimo prvorazredne poente koje imaju veliku važnost.
And so I explained in Zagreb two short points.
Kao što sam objasnio u Zagrebu dve kratke poente.
Not that I would compare myself to these persons, but I explained this.
Nije da sam poredio sebe sa tim osobama, već sam to objasnio.
Vishwanath Chakravarti the court was particularly asked to write books simplifying the words of the Goswamis.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur je bio zamoljen da napiše knjigu koja će pojednostaviti reči Goswamija.
Jiva Rupa, they had written in very high Sanskrit.
I on je to radio na jednom jako visokom sanskritu.
So he was given envisioned by Lord Chaitanya that he should write keeping essence but to simplify.
I on je također dobio poruku od gospoda Čajtanje da zadrži suštinu, ali da pojednostavi.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was so much into trying to reach out to help more people, especially to help the Sahajiyas.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, on se jako puno trudio da dođe neko do raznih ljudi, specijalno do Sahajija.
That he wrote in such a way that he often used the Sahajiya terminologies.
Tako da on je pisao na takav način da je često koristio sahajijsku terminologiju.
Sometimes he even changed his name and used a pen name, a Sahajiya name, a bold name.
Ponekad bi menjao svoje ime i koristio neko ime koje koriste Sahajije.
So that he would have their ear to help to elevate them.
Tako da bi pridobio njihovu pažnju, da oni to čuju, da bi mogao da ih uzdigne.
So some of my writing is in this spirit also.
I nekad je moje pisanje na taj način tako usmjereno.
So only use something if you feel it supports the primary shabda.
Dakle, važno je samo ako podržava prvorazredni šabda Brahman.
Otherwise, here are some secondary things. Inače, that is to help draw people to the primary.
Inače, to su neke drugorazredne stvari koje su tu da privuku pažnju ljudi na prvorazredne.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Hvala jako puno.
Are there pyramids or not?
Da li su piramide ili nisu?
We went all around the bushes. Basically emphasizing that, you know, there are so many different things that's there. It's like even in the some higher heavenly planets, there's so many more bhagavatams, so much more information.
Dakle, postoji toliko puno različnih stvari i na višim planetama, recimo, postoji bhagavatam koji ima mnogo, mnogo više informacije.
But we're not so concerned. We tend to look more at the essence.
Ali mi nismo puno baš tako za to zabrinuti. Više se trudimo da se držimo suštine.
In some circles, we may use certain things.
U nekim krugovima možete koristiti neke stvari, ali u suštini mi se držimo suštini. U osnovi mi se držimo suštini.
Thank you very, very much for this one thing. Here comes a very nice, a very interesting question.
Hvala jako puno, sada dolazi jako interesantno pitanje.
And I think both of us can answer this. Who is your ideal as a Vaishnava besides Srila Prabhupada?
Mislim da bi obojica mogli da odgovorimo. Ko je vaš ideal pored Srila Prabhupada?
You'll be doctors, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I just kind of gave mine. I gave it. Oh, really? I guess I psychically knew that question was coming next.
Neko sam osjećao to pitanje dolazi sljedeće.
When I mentioned about Bhaktivinoda.
Ja kad sam slušao Bhaktivinoda.
So I get great inspiration from his style of trying to reach out to so many people.
Dobijem jako veliku inspiraciju njegovog stila kako
je trebao dobro. Even though he's from, but how he was a judge, how he was managing Jagannath Temple, writing, so strict, very focused, very available. He did everything, so many things all at the same time.
Čak iako je bio u drugom ašramu, on je bio, znači, sudija suda, pisao je puno knjiga, ali uvek se trudio da na neki način dođe do ljudi.
So he's one of my greatest sources of inspirations of the many, many different acharyas.
Tako da on je jedan od mojih glavnih izvora inspiracije i mnogi, mnogi drugi acharije.
And so this is kind of one of the reasons why I preach and do some of the things I do. I feel some inspiration in this way.
Tako da to je jedan od razloga zašto propovedam na način kako propovedam, zato što uzimam jako veliku inspiraciju od njegovog načina.
Same time he did not minimize any essence.
U isto vrijeme, a on nije nikad
water things down.
On nikad nije smanjivao važnost suštine, nikad nije razvodnjavao stvari.
He tried to be fully present and do his best in every situation that he was in.
On nije se trudio da uvijek bude potpuno prisutan u bilo kojoj situaciji da se nalazi.
He was considered to be like the seventh Goswami.
I za njega se smatra da je zapravo sedmi Goswami.
That's mine, along with Satchinanda's one.
To je moj, pored Satchinanda Swami.
My ideal Vaishnava besides Srila Prabhupada is on... In modern times, I very much like Lokanath Maharaj in his Padayatra mood.
Moj ideal je Vaishnava pored Srila Prabhupada, u modernom vremenu je Lokanath Maharaj.
In other times, I very much like Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur for his very insightful commentaries.
A iz prethodnih vremena jako puno volim Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura zbog njegovih jako dubokih komentara.
And further back, I like Narada Muni very much. And I hope that one day I will be blessed
by him.
Here comes the second question, which I think you will all find entertaining. What is your favorite shastra?
Koje je vaš omiljeni spis?
From the day that I joined Krishna consciousness,
od dana kada sam se pridružio svesnosti Krishne,
to be honest, I was never so attracted to Bhagavad Gita.
Iskreno da vam kažem, nikad nisam bio privučen Bhagavad Gita.
I was more attracted to the nectar of devotion.
Više sam bio privučen ambrozijom predanosti.
So, even as a young brahmachari, I think I was reading the nectar of devotion probably more than Bhagavad Gita.
Čak i kao mladi brahmachari, više sam čitao ambroziju predanosti nego i Bhagavad Gita.
So I pray that and then it's a hadiya. But it becomes hard these days because there's so many wonderful things to read.
Ali danas postane jako teško zato što ima toliko divnih stvari za čitanje.
And as we mature in devotional service, we begin to get more insight from so many different texts.
Ali kako praktikujemo predano služenje, tako ćemo dobiti puno raznih
Now we're having so many of the writings, of the acharyas.
Dobijamo danas toliko puno učenja acharya.
As Maharaj mentioned, like Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura.
Kao što je Maharaj naveo Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura.
And now we're having some of Jiva Goswami's writings available.
Imamo i sažetak učenja Srila Jiva Goswami koji su dostupni.
I find the writings of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti, somehow they seem to penetrate the heart.
I ja sam također našao da učenja Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakura također prodaju u srce.
My favorite shastra is the Srimad Bhagavatam for two reasons.
Moja omiljena shastra je Srimad Bhagavatam i to zbog dva razloga.
I have heard that for Mahaprabhu it's a favorite shastra and I want to feel like him and feel also that the Bhagavatam is like this.
A čuo sam da je to bila omiljena šastra Mahaprabhu. Ja također želim da osjećam da je to moja omiljena šastra. Da se osjećam kao on.
But whenever I turn to the Bhagavatam, I notice how it really gives answers to every spiritual situation.
I kada god se okrenem Bhagavatamu, pronađem da on daje odgovore na sve duhovne situacije.
At the moment, at this particular moment in my spiritual life, I really am a fan of Chaitanya Bhagavat.
I u ovom trenutnom stanju mog duhovnog života, sada mi je omiljena knjiga Chaitanya Bhagavat.
But the Bhagavatam, I'm aspiring for this, that it's all at the base of my life.
Ali Bhagavatam, on je uvek osnova mog života.
Now the third question.
I sada dolazi treća.
Are you ready for one of the
favorite?
It's not your favorite prasadam preparation, Maharaj.
Now I think I'll
answer this
one. But what is your favorite shloka?
Koji je tvoj omiljeni stih?
Yes. They sometimes will tell you Tenam Bhajitam Priti Kovatam. My favorite shloka is because Krishna is making it very clear.
To je malo omiljena šloka, zato što je Krišna tu jako
jasno pravio
da oni koji ga obožavaju sa ljubavlju i devocijom
that he will personally give us the knowledge how to come unto him.
Da on lično daje znanje takvoj osobi kako da mu se vrati nazad.
He is one of my favorites.
To je jedan mojih omiljenih.
Abhuna Sharavala Bhatei Gyanam Tapasamitya. But Krishna is saying that a faithful person who worships me,
Krishna kaže da osoba koja je verna i koja me obožava,
three things is necessary.
On je objasnjeno su tri stvari neophane, vera,
controlling the senses,
kontrola čula,
and absorbing the mind in transcendental knowledge.
I apsorbiranje uma u transcendentalno znanje.
Says by such one will attain the supreme spiritual peace.
I rekao je pomoću toga osoba može dostići vrhovni duhovni mir.
So it gives a very interesting formula. One faith is important, but not faith only by itself.
On im je dao jako interesantnu formulu da je vera važna, ali ne samo vera sama za sebe.
That controlling the senses is important, but not also by itself.
Kontrola čula je važna, ali također ne sama za sebe.
Or you can have faith and you can control the senses.
I možete imati veru i kontrolisati čula.
But the mind is also absorbed in transcendental knowledge.
Ali također um mora biti apsorbiran u transcendentalno znanje.
There will be some failure.
A ako to nije tako, onda ako on nije apsorbiran u transcendentalno znanje, onda će to biti neka greška.
So it's almost like our sadhu, shastra and guru.
To je skoro kao sadhu, shastra i guru.
All three things must be there.
Sve te tri stvari moraju biti tu.
So in this sloka also, faith must be there.
U toj sloki također, vera mora biti tu, kontrola čula.
I
apsorbiranje uma u transcendentalno znanje.
These are, I have to say, two of my favorite slokas.
Mogu reći da su to moje omiljene sloki.
My two favorite slokas are one from the Bhagavad Gita and one from Raghunath Das Goswami.
Moje dvije omiljene sloke su jedna iz Bhagavad Gita, a druga je od Raghunath Das Goswami.
Tad Buddha jas tad atmanas tam nishtas tad parayana. Krishna says, someone who has fixed his intelligence in me, who has given his mind to me, who has taken shelter in me, he's on the way back to me.
A Krishna kaže u toj šloki, osoba koja je usmjerila svoju inteligenciju na mene, svoj um na mene, koja je uzela moje utočište, ova takva osoba je na putu prema meni.
Atmanas can also mean emotions.
Atmanas također može značiti emocije.
I like about this verse that spiritual life is complete or holistic, everything.
Sviđa mi se u vezi tog stiha što u duhovnom životu sve je potpuno i holistično u svjesnosti Krišne.
Yes, it's holistic.
Da, to je holistično.
You can be, bring your whole person into Krishna consciousness.
Možete uneti svoju celu osobu unutar svjesnosti Krišne.
Krishna wants all of it from you.
Krišna želi sve to od vas.
And I like this very much.
Ja to volim jako puno.
I can be myself even in Krishna consciousness.
Mogu da budem čak i ono što jesam u svjesnosti Krišne.
When I'm in Vrindavan, I'm always singing Bhajami Radham Madhavinda Netram Smarami Radham Karunasmitasyam Vadami Radham Karunasmitasyam Karunabharatram Tatomamanyasti Katina Kvapi. It means,
kada sam ugredala nuje pevam ovu pesmu, što znači
I worship Radharani who has lotus eyes.
Obožavam Radharani koja ima lotosove oči.
I remember Radharani who has a beautiful sweet merciful smile.
Sjećam se Radharani koji ima predivan lep osmeh.
And I talk of Radharani who's unlimitedly merciful.
I govorim o Radharani koja je neograničeno milostiva.
In fact, I have no other goal but her.
Zapravo nemam nikakav drugi cilj osim nje.
That's but I'm only very short in Vrindavan.
Ali ja sam samo kratko u Vrindavanu.
And most of the time that I'm there, I'm not even there, I'm with my mind somewhere else.
I većinu vremena kada sam tamo, ja zapravo nisam tamo, već sa svojim umom sam negdje drugde.
But still I like this verse very much.
Ali još uvijek ovaj stih mi se jako puno sviđa.
You ask very intimate questions.
I got a jako intimno pitanje.
If we are in a situation which is very difficult to handle,
ako smo u situacije koje je jako teška da se sa njom izađe na kraj,
does that mean that we should change something? Or does it mean we should become more patient and tolerant?
A da li to znači da trebamo nešto da promenimo ili trebamo da budemo više strpljivi i tolerantni?
So it's a very difficult situation. Should we change the situation or should we become more tolerant and patient?
Dakle, jako je teška situacija, da li da je promenimo ili da budemo više strpljivi i tolerantni?
Again, we have to consider what the situation is first.
Prvo treba da razmotrimo kakva je to situacija.
Because we know Atyahara Payasya Padyapaniya Magaha. That some situations can be distinctly over endeavoring.
Jer neke situacije mogu izgledati takve da se ulaže u njih previše truda.
They will cause vinashati, they can cause fall down.
I one mogu da uzrokuju pad.
Sometimes we are constantly trying to do something because it is our plan, our desire.
A ponekad želimo da uradimo nešto zbog toga što je to naš plan i naša želja.
It is not Krishna's desire, it is not Guru's desire.
A to nije Krishna želja i nije želja Gurua.
It is not blessed, and so therefore it just doesn't seem to work out.
Nije blagoslovljeno i zbog toga izgleda da ne funkcioniše.
The wrong thing times we do everything seemingly to make something successful and it just doesn't work.
A ponekad se dešava da probamo svim svojim snagama da uradimo nešto, ali jednostavno ne funkcioniše.
We see other times we put this very basic effort and everything just happens wonderfully.
A poneki put vidimo uložimo samo neki osnovni napor i predivne stvari se dese.
So we can see when Krishna is pleased that somehow amazing things that are even seeming difficult they become successful.
Tako da možemo vidjeti da kada je Krishna zadovoljan, neke stvari koje su na izgled nemoguće da se ostvare, one se dese.
So we have to look closer if the thing we're endeavoring for or the things are they very favorable for our Krishna consciousness?
I također da dođemo malo bliže, da li su te stvari povoljne za sve sa Krishna?
And if they are genuinely favorable, then we should pursue.
I ako su onako iskrene, izvorne i povoljne, onda će se desiti.
And not, then it should be a realization for us that we need to make some change.
I ako ne, onda tu će biti realizacija da trebamo napraviti neku promjenu.
We just have to look close to see what is to be changed that will help to make the situation more Krishna conscious.
Tako da trebamo malo pobliže pogledati šta je to što trebamo da promenimo da bi situaciju načinili svesnom Krišne.
So this is general advice without understanding what the specific issue is.
A to je generalni savjet zato što ne znam koja je baš specifična situacija.
Thank you very much. You're coming now to the few last questions.
Hvala jako puno, sad dolazimo do nekoliko zadnjih pitanja.
I'm constantly stirring the questions so that
neprekidno mučkam pitanja.
This way the heavy ones go to the bottom.
Na taj način najteža pitanja potonu na dno.
Yes, here is a question for you. Please look at it before. You mean it's a serving. In some places in the Holy Scriptures, it is said that we should perform pious activities.
Na nekim mestima, u svetim spisima je rečeno da trebamo vršiti pobožne aktivnosti.
But in some places, it is not recommended that we perform pious activities because they are described as material.
Ali na nekim mestima je opisano da ne trebamo vršiti pobožne delatnosti zato što su opisane kao materijalne.
What attitude should a devotee beginner have towards performing pious activities?
Kakav stav bata početnik treba imati prema vršenju pobožnih delatnosti?
Once Prabhupada was asked how one can recognize a devotee.
A jednom su pitali Šrila Prabhupada kako možemo prepoznati bhaktu.
And he said, he would be a gentleman.
I on je rekao, on je gentleman.
The matter is a gentle lady.
Ili za matadis, one će biti ljubazne gospođe.
So, next question is here.
Sljedeće pitanje je tu.
Oh. Často je veći broć razvoda kod bakta.
Često je više razvoda kod bakta.
Nego kad kamidža.
Nego kod karmija.
Ja znam srpski.
Sometimes there are more divorces inside the association of the devotees than in the karmic world.
Why is it so?
Why is it so?
This is
the question.
Some years back we had a chance to go to Australia.
Pre nekoliko godina smo imali šansu da odemo do Australije.
when we were having a Grihastha conference.
Estamos en una Grihastha conferencia.
And so at that conference we did a little research.
Tako da ta konferencija napravila malo istraživanje.
We chose England.
U Engleskoj.
We had research in relationship to the devotees in England.
A i to istraživanje bilo povezano sa bhaktama iz Engleske.
We found that out of 300 devotees who, you know, who had married in Krishna consciousness.
I došlo do zaključka da od 300 bhakta koji su se uzeli u svjesnosti Krišne,
only about 15 were still together.
Jedino možda njih 15 je još uvijek bilo zajedno.
With the same wife, the same husband.
Sa istom ženom i sa istim mužem.
So something like around 5%.
To je nešto oko 5%.
There's 95% divorce rate.
Da, znači stopa razvoda je 95%.
It's very serious, huh?
Very ozbiljno.
When I went to England the next time,
i sljedeći put kad sam otišao do Engleske,
I mentioned it to one or two of the senior devotees there.
To sam objasnio jednom ili dvojici starih bhakta tamo.
At first they were shocked.
Prvo su bili šokirani.
Then they realized, yeah, because even the devotees who now seem to have a good relationship, it's the second or third marriage.
Da, i onda su oni shvatili da čak i bhakte koji najzad imaju dobru vezu, to je u stvari njihova druga ili treća veza.
Unfortunately, most places, most countries in Christian consciousness, our divorce rate is higher than the Kali's.
Nažalost, u većini zemalja, u društvu bhakta je stopa razvoda mnogo veća nego u društvu karmije.
So, it's a serious phenomenon.
I to je veoma ozbiljan fenomen.
The question why?
Na pitanje zašto?
Malo mi rijece.
Makar se da odgovor.
Sorry, I'm very sorry. So, the best thing is we stay away from it.
Najbolji način je da se ostane daleko od toga svega. Mislim da je to odgovor.
But, you know, we realize that.
Ali svakako. Što su zajedno?
They have so many cultural similarities.
I oni imaju toliko puno kulturnih sličnosti.
When there was a problem, they had so many people to assist, to help them.
I oni imaju puno ljudi koji im pomažu i asistiraju.
And they were also more available and ready to take advice from those who were offering help.
I oni su također više dostupni i spremni da prihvate savjet od onih koji su spremni da daju.
What has happened in Christian consciousness sometimes?
Što se dešava u svjesnosti Krišne ponekad?
You know, some marriages were arranged that weren't so healthy.
Neki brakovi su aranžirani, ali onako nisu baš zdravi.
We also know too often men and women come together based on the fact that they're both devotees.
I ponekad smo mi jedni sa drugima samo zbog toga što smo bhakti.
They're quite advanced. That can work just based on the fact that they're devotees.
I ako su jako napredni, jedino onda mogu biti zajedno samo na osnovu te činjenice da su oboje bhakti.
So if they come together mainly based on their Krishna consciousness, what happens so much of the time when the Krishna consciousness is not so strong or so prominent?
I ako se uzmu sa osnovom tom da žele da budu jako svjesni Krišne, to da može biti tako, međutim problem je kad tu nije baš potpuno svjesnost Krišne.
And they have to deal with all these other factors that they both bring into the relationship.
I kad moraju da se bore sa svim tim drugim faktorima koji se upliču u njihovu vezu.
Now one other statistic that's interesting.
Jedna druga statistika isto interesantna.
Is that more cases where man and woman were married and then came into Krishna consciousness, there's greater chance that they actually stay together.
Postoji, to je činjenica, znači da ako su bračni par, ako su zajedno došli u svjesnost Krišne, onda postoji veća šansa da oni ostanu zajedno.
This is not necessarily transcendental.
To ne mora biti neophodno transcendental.
But it means they came together because there were certain psychological, physical, other things that they shared in common.
Ali to znači da su oni imali neke stvari psihološke i fizičke privlačnosti koje su delili zajedno.
Along with their Krishna consciousness.
Zajedno sa svojom svjesnošću Krišne.
So therefore there were more things to bind them together to keep them in relationship.
I zato postoji više stvari koje ih veže da budu zajedno i da ostanu zajedno u svjesnosti Krišne.
And there's some other reasons. One person is more Krishna conscious than the other. One person wants to leave, the other one doesn't.
I također postoje neki drugi razlozi, jedna osoba je više svjesna Krišne, druga osoba želi da ode.
People underestimate the challenges of Krishna consciousness and they want to run when the problems get too intense.
A ljudi podcenjuju izazove u svjesnosti Krišne i onda pobegnu kada sve postane preintenzivno.
This question we should be asking all of you.
To je pitanje koje pitate svi vi. To je pitanje koje pitam svi.
This question we should ask the householders.
A to je pitanje koje treba odgovoriti kuća domaćini.
We just pray that most of you here who have married are ready to stay in the marriage.
I možemo samo da molimo da svi vi koji ste već u braku da ostanete u tom braku.
Try not to be like so much of the rest of the world that's divorcing is so high.
I nemojte probati da budete kao ostatak sveta gdje je stopa razvoda veoma velika.
How many couples here have been married over 5 years? Raise your hand.
Koliko ovdje ima parova koji su bili oženjeni preko 5 godina?
How many over 10 years? Raise your hand.
Koliko iza više od 10 godina?
Ajmo! So 5 years from now we'll ask you the same question.
Za 5 godina ću vas pitati isto pitanje.
Da.
How do you all feel? It's now approaching 9:20. Should we maybe slowly come to the end? I think it's maybe one more.
Kako se svi osjećate? Već je 9:20. Da li da polako završavamo?
You are already sleeping. How can you say more?
He normally has insomnia, so we're putting him asleep.
Neko je rekao, želim onda da spava još, više.
Maybe we can take 2 more. I have to go back and answer. Maybe we can take 2 more questions.
Dai vitiju che ye.
Oh, I'm sorry. A little bit too difficult.
Another one. Dali ste mi 100% sicuro da možete izvesti svoje učenike i smati za noć svijeta.
Are you completely sure that you can take out your disciples out of material world?
I am sure if one of them become pure, they'll take me out.
Ja sam siguran da ako neko postane čist, da će on mene odvući na.
So sorry, please come pure.
Neka neko bar postane čist.
Then there will be no doubt.
Onda neće biti nikakve sumnje.
Who have asked that question, they should make sure they become pure, so there'll be certainty.
Neka onaj ko je pitalo pitanje postane čista, ako je to sigura.
All I can say is that I know Srila Prabhupada is extremely merciful.
A ono što ja mogu reći to je da je Srila Prabhupada izuzetno milostiv.
And I know that he has such great concern about his disciples as well as his grand disciples.
I ja znam da on ima jako veliku brigu kako za svoje učenike, tako i za svoje praučenike.
I know that Srila Prabhupada is an agent and a carrier of Krishna.
Znam da je Srila Prabhupada agent Krishna.
And Krishna has no favorites.
I Krishna,
Krishna does not have any favorites.
I Krishna nema neke miljenike.
Inasmuch as that Krishna can work through and can even, we say, give liberation even to a dog.
I vidimo da Krishna može dati oslobođenje čak i psu.
So what to say if someone makes himself available, but Krishna can come through.
I a sada pričamo o tome ako neko sebe načini dostupnim da Krishna može delovati kroz njega.
Prabhupada is a catalyst for Krishna coming through to his international society.
Prabhupada je kanal kroz koga Krishna došao u međunarodno društvo.
And so as we make ourselves available, what is the problem?
I što god više mi sebe činimo dostupnima, u čemu je problem?
If we even think of the greatest disturbance is some of the greatest demons.
Čak i da kad razmišljamo o najvećim uznemirenjima i najvećim demonima,
Ravana and Putana,
kao što su Ravana i Putana,
so many, But we see, no problem for Krishna to remove them.
Ale vidite, nema poteškoće za Krishna da ih otkloni.
These demons or these blocks are greater than any blocks that any of us will ever experience.
A ti demoni i te prepreke su mnogo veći nego što smo mi ikada iskusili.
So if we put ourselves the mercy of Krishna, he will remove such doubts, remove such obstacles, remove such interferences that will allow the transmission to come.
Tako da, ako mi sebe načinimo dostupnim za Krišninu milost, on će otkloniti sve te prepreke i načiniti nam slobodan put ka njemu.
So there, where is the difficulty?
I u čemu je problem?
And if we have faith in what Krishna has said and promised,
imamo veru u ono što je Krišna rekao i obećao,
as we surrender unto him, he rewards accordingly.
I on je rekao, kako mu se predamo, tako će nas nagraditi.
He said, everyone is on my path.
Krišna kaže, svako sledi moj put.
So as there is surrender, then there is sufficient or proper reciprocation.
Ako postoji predavanje, tu je recipročno uzvraćanje bazirano na predavanju.
But we should know that the guru-disciple relationship is the most dangerous thing you can ever do.
Ali također trebate znati da je odnos učenika i učitelja najopasniji odnos koji kada možete imati.
It's most dangerous for disciple, because disciple is saying, so I am making myself available to you, seeing you as the representative of God.
I učenik je normalno u opasnijem položaju, zato što on može reći guru, ja sam tu i činim dostupnom sebe tebi, jer ti si predstavnik Boga.
It's the most dangerous thing for the disciple, running for a guru, because guru is supposed to be a disciple, always.
I najopasnija stvar za guru je to što ga učenik slavi, zato što guru također sebe smatra učenikom za uvek.
Guru is a disciple of his guru.
Jer guru, on je učenik svog gurua.
And so having disciples can make the guru think that he is actually guru and no longer a disciple.
I to što guru ima učenike možda ga učini da pomisli da je on sada guru i da više nije učenik.
So one must constantly humble themselves to the service.
Tako da osoba uvek sebe treba da podredi službi.
And in that which can be the most dangerous is also the most sublime.
I ono što može biti i najopasnije može biti i najuzvišenije.
It is the highest relationship we can have on the planet.
To je najuzvišeniji odnos koji možemo imati na planeti.
So again we see the contradiction in things of a higher nature.
I opet vidimo kontradikciju ili suprotnost u stvarima koje su više prirode.
Nobody can help you more than the guru, no one can hurt you more than the guru.
Niko ne može da pomogne više od gurua, niko ne može da vas povredi više od gurua.
That is the nature of love.
To je priroda ljubavi.
It is most supporting, most animated when love is given and shared.
Ona je najanimirajuća i najpodržavajuća kada se ljubav deli.
And when love is checked, it gives us the most pain.
A kada je ljubav prekinuta ili zaustavljena, daje nam najviše boli.
So if disciple is loving the guru, disciple will do his or her part to be able to help in supporting the mission of the guru.
A ako učenik voli svog gurua, on će nam činiti sebe dostupnim i uzeti svoju ulogu da pomogne misiji gurua.
And if the guru has genuine love of the disciple, who will always do his part, you see that he can offer the best for the welfare of the disciple.
A ako guru zaista voli svog učenika, on će se uvek truditi da ponudi najbolje što može da pomogne svom učeniku.
Every aspect of life involves risk.
A svaki deo života uključuje rizik.
The highest things involve the highest risk.
Najviše stvari uključuju najveći rizik.
And therefore we have the highest chance for success.
I zbog toga mi imamo najveću šansu za uspeh.
This is why Krishna consciousness is a transcendental process.
I to je to zbog čega je svjesnost Krišne transcendentalni proces.
Because it goes far beyond the rational level.
Jer ide mnogo, mnogo iznad racionalnog nivoa.
It goes far beyond just comfortable association and commitment.
I ide mnogo, mnogo iznad jednog prijatnog druženja i posvećivanja.
It involves a desperate plea and cry for Krishna's mercy.
I također uključuje bespomoćno plakanje za Krišninom milošću,
protection,
za Krišninom zaštitom,
Krishna's love,
i za Krišninom ljubav.
Maharaj has given a very, very good answer. Maharaj has
given a very, very good answer.
I must say that I have very often thought about this question also.
Da ja također često razmišljam o ovome pitanju.
The question is how can Morris, are you sure that you can take your disciples back home, back to Godhead? Please tell them.
Pitanje još jednom da ponovimo. Da li ste sigurni da možete vratiti svoje učenike kući nazad u Boga? 100%.
And my answer is really, if I'm alone, I'm sure I cannot take them back home. Because the journey is so far.
Jer putovanje je tako daleko.
The obstacles so great.
Prepreke su tako velike.
Some of the mountains are very steep.
A neke planine su veoma strme.
But I think if Prabhupada walks in front of us,
ali mislim da ako Prabhupada hoda ispred nas,
and we hold fast to his doti,
i mi se držimo za njegov doti,
then it is possible.
Onda je moguće.
By himself and to help you by himself.
Pomoći njegove pomoći.
Because I know for sure Prabhupada is connected to the parampara, Krishna's personal saving team.
Tako, ja sam siguran da je Srila Prabhupada lično povezan sa krištenim spasilačkim timom Guru Parampara.
Yes. Now, this means I have to keep hold to Prabhupada.
To znači ja treba da se držim Prabhupada.
And those who are in the back shouldn't be too heavy.
I oni koji su iza mene ne treba da budu preteški.
Oh, here is another one for Bhakti. Maharaj, we couldn't have this magical basket without you, this is for sure.
Maharaj, we never have a magical korpic of the same, to be sure.
This is a very intense question. How do we...
Maybe this is the last one, so I have to go back and do.
Okay, this is our last one.
Ovo je naše zadnje pitanje.
It's actually also a nice concluding one. It's 9:30 now, no?
Dobro da se zaključi, već je pola deset.
How do you see the future of ISKCON after you, Srila Prabhupada, disciples, leave this planet?
Kako ti vidiš budućnost ISKCON-a nakon što vi, Srila Prabhupada, učenici, napustite ovu planetu?
Do you see qualified persons who can continue a movement, or do you think they will appear in some future generation?
Da li vidite kvalifikovane osobe koje mogu dalje voditi ovaj pokret, ili će se one pojaviti u budućim generacijama?
The question is, what happens after the Prabhupada disciples leave the planet for the ISKCON movement?
Dakle, pitanje je, šta bi se desiti nakon što Srila Prabhupadovi učenici napuste planetu sa ISKCON pokretom?
A great Nityasiddha Acharya like Srila Prabhupada,
Veliki Nitya Siddha Acharya kao Srila Prabhupada, vječno oslobođena duša, on je jako specijalan.
We have a Shaktivesha avatar appearing. It's very similar in some ways to Krishna.
I imamo tu Shaktivesha avatara koji se pojavio i na neki način to je slično sa Krishnom.
What do we find in Krishna's leaders? We find that some entities come before Krishna descends.
Ono što nalazimo u Krišnjenim zavarama, to je da neka bića dolaze pre Krišne i ona silaze.
They set the stage.
Oni postavljaju scenu.
Some come with Krishna.
Neki dolaze sa Krišnom.
And some come after Krishna.
A neki dolaze nakon Krišne.
Prabhupada's mission is somewhat similar.
Prabhupada misija je nešto slično.
Sometimes the bodies have really heavy lamentation that they did not physically meet Srila Prabhupada.
Ponekad bhakti imaju veoma teško jadikovanje zato što nisu lično sreli Srila Prabhupada.
That's good in so many ways.
I to je dobro na jako puno načina.
But it does not necessarily mean that such devotees have any less connection with Srila Prabhupada.
Ali to ne znači neophodno da takav bhakta ima manju povezanost sa Srila Prabhupada.
I'm not talking about Vedic philosophy. I'm talking about connection with Srila Prabhupada.
Ja ne pričam o ritvih filozofiji, već pričam o povezanosti sa Srila Prabhupada.
Just like we may have a connection with Jiva Goswami or Raghunath, but we still have to have our present link connection.
Baš kao što mi također imamo vezu sa Jiva Goswamijom i Raghunath Goswamijom, ali potrebna nam je sadašnja veza.
Just like there were some devotees who were disciples of Prabhupada.
Kao što postoje neki bhakte koji su učenici Prabhupada.
In one or two cases even sannyasis.
U jedan ili dva slučaja to su bili sannyasi.
Who did not last even 1 year after Srila Prabhupada left the planet.
Koji nisu ostali tu čak ni godinu dana nakon što je Srila Prabhupada napustio planetu.
So it doesn't mean that someone was a Prabhupada disciple or they were with Prabhupada a lot. It doesn't mean that they were extremely that dear to Prabhupada.
To ne znači da oni koji su bili jako puno sa Šrila Prabhupadom ili su bili tu dok je on bio tu, da su oni izuzetno dragi Šrila Prabhupadom. To ne znači to.
There even one or two cases where someone who was in high position left and Srila Prabhupada said he was never one of us.
Čak bila jedan ili dva slučajeva kada je neko napustio društvo Bhakta i Srila Prabhupada je rekao da nikad nije bio jedan od nas.
So it doesn't have to do with proximity.
Tako da to nema nikakvo veze sa bliskošću.
So similarly, someone may have not been on the planet when Srila Prabhupada was here.
Tako da možda neko nije bio na planeti kada je Srila Prabhupada bio tu.
It's like we see that Lokanath and Shyamananda and so many other devotees, they may have come even in some of them at different times.
Kao što vidimo i neki bhakte kao su Lokanath i Shyamananda, oni su imali neke jako teške trenutke.
Like in the case of Srinivasa I mentioned.
Ili kao u slučaju Srinivasa koji
sam. Wasn't that he was any less pure or connected with Lord Chaitanya than some of those who were with Lord Chaitanya on the planet?
On nije bio ništa manje čist ili povezan sa gospodom Chaitanyom od onih koji su bili zajedno sa njim na planeti.
Even some of you here in this room have been on the planet when Lord Chaitanya was on the planet.
Sorry?
Even some of you in this room have been on the planet when Lord Chaitanya was on the planet.
Čak i neki od vas su bili na ovoj planeti kada je gospod Chaitanya bio na planeti.
But you're still here now.
Ali još uvijek ste tu.
So what we're saying is that there are several devotees who did not physically meet Srila Prabhupada, but who came later.
Tako da mogu reći, postoje neki bhakte koji nisu fizički sreli Srila
Prabhupada,
ali koji su integralni ili sastavni deo Srila Prabhupadovih zabava.
So therefore, the essence of Krishna consciousness will go on.
I zbog toga suština svesnosti Krišna će se nastaviti.
It may not be in the same form of the institution that we normally think about it now.
Možda neće biti u istom obliku kao institucija koju znamo sada.
Institution goes through all different kinds of alterations, changes, etc.
I institucija prolazi kroz razne vrste organizacijskih promjena itd.
But the mission is really the movement of Raghunath, of Rupa Goswami, of Deva Goswami, of Madhavendra Puri.
Ali misija je zaista pokret navedenih parta.
So do you think they will let some of us who are nonsense stop their mission?
Da li vi mislite da neki od nas koji su budalasti da će oni zaustaviti njihovu misiju?
Do you think they have done their work and they have just disappeared and they do not care about how their mission is finalized here?
Da li vi mislite da su oni samo ostavili svoje dela iza sebe i da nisu zabrinuti za to kako će se njihova misija stvariti u Kali Jugi?
Lord Chaitanya so rarely appears in the universe.
Da se gospod Chaitanya rijetko pojavljuje u svakom univerzumu.
He has come in with his eternal associates from the spiritual world.
On je došao sa svojim večnim pratiocima iz duhovnog sveta.
With so many of the shakis, with the gopis and the gopas.
Sa svojim sakijama, gopijama i gopama.
They are not limited to geographical situation time.
Oni nisu ograničeni na geografsko mesto i vrijeme.
They do not just do something and leave and forget about what the ultimate outcomes of their work is.
I oni ne napuštaju neko mesto zaboravljajući šta je zapravo njihov krajnji cilj.
So we will say they will see that the message is carried on.
Tako da mi možemo reći oni će vidjeti, oni će se pobrinuti da se misija nastavi dalje.
And they will use various agents that are available to be used in this way.
I oni će koristiti razne predstavnike koji su korisni da bi se to ostvarilo.
So the essence of the Krishna conscious movement is very bright.
Dakle,
suština
pokreta svesti Krišna je veoma svetla i ima veliku, veliku budućnost.
Because we're talking about Krishna coming in the bhav of Radharani. We're talking about Krishna appearing in the bhav in the mellow of Radharani.
Jer mi kažemo da se Krišna pojavljuje u raspoloženju Radharani.
She is the mother of all devotion.
I ona je majka sve devocije.
No one is more compassionate than she is.
Niko nije milostiviji od nje.
And we say with Lord Chaitanya and Lord Mahan, the Maya Krishna Prima Bhadar, he is the most magnanimous.
I mi kažemo u tom stihu, Gospod Chaitanya je najmilostiviji.
So will he turn his back on those who are most needy in the time that they are most in need?
I kada on okrene svoja leđa onima, da li će on okrenuti leđa onima koji su u nevolji i kojima je pomoć najpotrebnija?
Will Lord Nityananda turn his back?
I da li će Gospod Nityananda okrenuti svoja leđa?
When he is ready to give the greatest benediction to the greatest, those who are most fallen.
On je spreman da da svoje blagoslove onima koji su najpali.
So the future is extremely bright in this sense.
Na taj način ili u tom pogledu budućnost je veoma svetla.
It'll be even brighter if some of you guarantee that it's brighter.
I bit će još i svetlija ako neki od vas garantuju da će biti svetlija.
By how you prepare yourselves.
Pomoću toga ili na taj način kako pripremite sebe.
Last thing, the greater the difficulties, the greater the problems, the greater the challenges.
I zadnja stvar, što je veći problem, što je veći izazov, što je veća poteškoća,
then the greater the need for spiritual potency.
Tu je i veća potreba za duhovnom moći.
That means the greater the opportunity for empowerment.
To znači veća mogućnost za opunomoćenje.
So beyond a doubt, the problems will get worse.
A nema sumnje, problemi će biti još gori i teži.
So that means there'll be greater need for individuals to be used to help, spread the mission.
A to znači da će biti još veća potreba za pojedincima koji trebaju proširiti misiju.
There'll be greater need for Lord Nityananda to spread his mercy.
Biće još veća potreba za gospodom Nityanandom da on proširi svoju milost.
Let's be candidates of Lord Nityananda's mercy.
Hajde da budemo kandidati za milost gospoda Nityananda.
Thank you very much, Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj, and thank you very much all the devotees for asking such deep and honest questions.
Hvala Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaju i hvala svim bhaktama zato što su pitali tako duboka i iskrena pitanja.
I want to request all the devotees to please use this last chance to say a very warm thank you to Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj for coming the first time in Serbia.
I želio bih da zamolim Bhakte da kaže jedno jako dobro hvala Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaju za to što je prvi put
ovdje.
27 years ago.
Ja sam prvi put ovdje pred 27 godina.
Why is it a book distribution?
Yes.
Bilo pitanje da je knjiga. Još sam na fakultete.
Oh, wonderful.
Arrivo.
Maharaj, I really want to speak out of the heart of all the devotees in Serbia. Please do come back as soon as your busy schedule allows it.
Maharaj, ja zaista želim da pričam od srca svih bhakta ovdje. Molim te dođi ovdje opet čim ti tvoje obaveze dozvole.
Let us please all show our affection to Maharaj by raising our hands in the air and loudly shouting, Go Premanandi Hari Prabhu!
Vaishnava Gaur ki Jai!
Nityananda Maharaj ki Jai!